Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
It's just going to be one short, simple verse right now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I feel your presence today. I feel the glory of the Lord moving in over this house, over me, dear God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I will. Yes, Lord, I will. Glory to God. Father, pour out of your anointing, pour out of your unction, pour out upon me, dear God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring forth this word today in the way you would have me do so. Father, bless me that I would be your mouthpiece today. Bless me that as I bring forth this word, that it would be such, dear God, that it would glorify you in the throne room in heaven, that it would go up into your ears, dear God, and please you, and that it would go up, dear God, to be placed in the censer, dear God, and at the throne room of God, on the altar of the incense, and the fragrance would go up into your nostrils, dear God, and you would receive it, and that you would be blessed by it, dear God, and let the word go out today in such a way as all those under the sound of my voice would receive it, dear God, that they would be blessed by it, and their souls and spirits be nourished by this word. In the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus, I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, saints. You can be seated. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but pastors, well, those that some do, others should, but we check ourselves. I like to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I like to make sure that I'm following the will of God. I like to make sure that I'm preaching the way God wants me to preach, that I'm leading the way God wants me to lead. Because if I don't, I'm going to stand accountable to God for that. Amen? And sometimes I check myself and I keep saying, you're preaching a whole lot right now on the blessings of God. You're preaching a whole lot right now on the power of God. You're preaching a whole lot right now on the outpouring of God's Spirit upon the strength and the power that we are receiving and the anointing that we should have and the power that we should have to go out and perform miracles and see things done. You're preaching a lot about that. You're not preaching a whole lot about salvation. You're not preaching a whole lot about the cross, and I don't like that. But you know what? I don't have to like it. All I have to do is be obedient. And the Lord showed me something this week Because I asked him, I said, Lord, am I doing something wrong? He said, no, you're doing what I want you to do. I said, okay, but how am I supposed to reach souls? And basically right now he just said to me, well, how many souls do you think are coming in that house that need to be saved? Right now I'm saying, I'm not saying nothing. But some folks complain because preachers don't preach on hell. Some people want you to preach on hell, and they want you to point out people that their happy's going there. Did you know that some people in church who claim to be Christians, they're saying people are going to hell and they're happy about it. I walked into a gas station one time. I've told this story before, I know. Walked into a gas station one time, and this woman had just walked out paying, and another woman was standing by the counter, and the cashier was standing on the other side. They were talking about the woman just walked out. One of them said, I can't believe she's doing so-and-so. I can't believe she's doing that. And the other one said, yeah, she's going to hell. And they both smiled about it. And I thought to myself, she's going to hell, and that's a reason for you to smile and be happy. What's wrong with you? And I almost said, well, anybody that's happy about somebody else is going to hell is going to meet them there.
Amen.
I didn't. Should have. In retrospect, I should have had. But there's a whole lot of Christians too in churches. Now I'm gonna tell you, there's a whole lot of churches I've been to that people knew a whole lot more about what I was supposed to preach than I did. Preach from the Gospel of John. Preach on how much God loved John. Preach on the Book of Psalms. Preach on worshiping God. And I said, I had a pastor tell me, I had started at that church with 16 teenagers, and in 3 years' time, I had built it up to 136. I started with like 25 children and had built it up to 75. In that 3 years' time, and that pastor called me into his office. He was wanting me to quit. He called me into his office and said, I want you to go buy you a book of curriculum like they do across town. And I want you to teach from that curriculum and stop preaching the stuff you've been preaching. And I looked at him and I said, brother, I am under subjection to your authority, but I'm going to preach what the Holy Ghost gives me to preach, and not what you give me to preach. And when that ain't good enough for you, you can make a change. He didn't say nothing else. Sent it to me a couple of weeks later. He said, I want you to go buy a book and do it like that church across town does for their young people. I want you to quit preaching what you're preaching. And I won't preach nothing but what God will give me. And I want you to quit preaching what you're preaching and teach out of that book. And I said it to him again. I said, this is the second time I'm going to tell you. I'm under subjection to you, but I don't preach what you tell me to preach. I preach what the Holy Ghost gives me. And when that ain't right, you can send me down the road. Well, he sent me down the road. And I'm gonna stop there. But you know, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna preach what the Holy Ghost tells me to preach. I'm gonna preach what the Spirit of God tells me to preach. Sometimes I have walked in here with a message on my heart knowing I'm gonna preach, it's gonna be good. And the Lord said, why are you going to preach that? Because that ain't what I want. And I thought good and well that was going to go. It's what God wanted. But what God wants is for me to prepare you. God wants me to get you ready. I love y'all. I'm preaching on the power of God. I'm preaching on his miracles. I'm preaching on the healings. I'm preaching on the powerful things that God does through us. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God. Well, Brother Mac, how are you going to win souls with that? I'm going to tell you how. Do you know that the shepherd cannot get baby lambs in the flock? The shepherd can't get more sheep in the flock. You know why? Because he ain't a sheep. Do you know how the sheep grow, how the flock grows in a shepherd's flock? The shepherd tends to the flock. The shepherd feeds the flock. The shepherd cares for the flock. The shepherd gives the flock what they need, and the sheep have more sheep. If we want to see people come into this church, I can't go get them. You're supposed to go get them. Well, I'm getting ready. The Lord's been preparing you. The Lord's been getting you ready. The Lord's been giving you the tools and the power and the anointing that you need to go out and win the lost. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching sin enough. Too much time on the power of God and the faith of the believer. I'm talking about now faith, the kind of now faith that we read about in the scripture just now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith is the substance. You know what substance is? I said this before. Substance is something you can hold in your hand. Substance is something you can touch, you can stir, you can see, you can feel. Substance. Now faith is something you can see, touch, taste, and smell. Hoped, but it's hoped for, but you can see, touch, taste, and smell it. Now faith is the evidence. You know what evidence is? It's something you gather that proves that something else is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, the proof of things we don't see yet. Amen? I'm telling you, God has been... You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. A whole lot of Christians don't know who they are. And it don't matter how many times the preacher tells them who they are, they just don't get it. They don't receive it. Jesus said, you've seen me and the works that I do. Think about the things that you've seen, that you read about what Jesus did. He raised the dead. Oh, several times he raised the dead. He took 5 biscuits and 2 sardines and fed 15,000 people. Come on now. Yeah. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Loaves are in the book, in the Bible. A lad's lunch was 5 barley loaves, that big, like a biscuit. And the salt herrings that they were, the fish that they had was salt herrings, about like that. Yeah. That puts it in a little bit more perspective, don't it? Yeah. We ain't talking about 5 loaves and 2 fish. We're talking about 5 biscuits and 2 sardines. He fed 15,000. Well, Brother Max says 5,000. It says 5,000 plus the women and children. Come on now. That's miraculous stuff. That's power of God kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Now faith. Big miracles I'm talking about. Big, powerful things of God. But do we do that? Do we talk about those things for our own benefit? Do I want you to just have those kind of powers? That I just want you to have that ability just so you can lay back and say, I got this. I can do that. No, that ain't nowhere near what I want for you. But listen to me. The Bible teaches in Mark chapter 6 and 16 and 15, it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink any deadly thing and shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. So then the Lord, after the Lord had said unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Brother Mac, what are you trying to say? You've heard me preach time and time and time again about the miracles and the powerful things that God has done through me. And some people are sitting back saying, I'm waiting to see God do powerful things through you again, Pastor.
That's right.
You wait for the wrong thing. You need to be waiting for God to work those powerful things through you. Amen. You need to, through me. Come on, somebody. You need to understand that just because I'm the pastor, just because I'm the preacher, does not mean that God holds all his powerful works for me. I'm telling you what the truth, saints of God. You need to get up on your feet. You need to get up and understand that God is pouring out his power on you. God
God is raising you up to be the army in this last day. God is raising you up to carry these miracles. God is raising you up to show his power. Don't wait till you get to church to see the miracles of God. Don't wait till you get here. Don't wait till you get to church to see a need met. When you see a need out in the world, go perform it. Amen. Brother Mac, I don't know. Well, you ain't got to know. You just got to have faith. You just got to trust God. How do you think it went for me the first time I saw a miracle when I prayed? I didn't doubt God. I didn't say, God, I can't do that. God moved upon my heart, and I did what he said. And he showed me. And you're not going to sit there and tell me that God does not tell you to do things that you don't do. There's things sometimes that God tells you to do that's awful big and awful bold and awful powerful. And you go say, well, that just must be my mind and my imagination. That's just too big. I can't do that. You ain't tried. God gave you. There's a need you've been fighting over, battling with for a while. God said for me to tell you to go where it is and defeat it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a need. There's a problem that's standing against you, Donnie, for a long time. God said, don't let the devil make you think that he's going to whip you. Don't let the devil make you think he's going to rip you up and throw you under his feet. When the enemy comes at you, Donnie, you stand up and you speak to him in the name of Jesus. You say, get behind me, devil. I serve the living God. This thing that is coming against you, you're going to stand up against it and you're going to see it defeated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ricky, there's a battle you've been fighting. There's a battle you've been fighting for you, and there's a battle you've been fighting for somebody else. God said for you to stand up. Trust him. Don't sit back and say, I can't, because can't never could do nothing. Don't sit back and say, I don't think I can, because you can if you don't think you can. But stand up and say, I serve the living God. I serve the one who spoke and the world came into existence. I'm going to do what the Lord says, what thus saith the Lord. You watch. You watch. And it's going to start a brand new path for you when you see it. Pastor, why do you keep doing that? I'm going to tell you what, saints, I try my best to stop doing them things. But when the anointing moves on me and God says do it, I ain't got no control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's others in here. There's battles you're fighting. There's things coming against you, but the devil keeps telling you in your ear, you're not going to overcome. I beat you this way. You're not going to come out of it. Tell him he's a liar. I'm telling you, you can open your mouth and speak to him. Devil, you're a liar, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because I am a child of God, and I will have what he says I can have. I will be what he says I can be. I will go where he says I can go. I will live like he says I can live. Hallelujah! Glory to God, glory to God. God wants you to understand who you are. When you see a need, go after it. Go take care of it. All it takes is for you to muster up enough trust and enough faith in God to do it the first time. Once you do it the first time and you see that miracle working power of God manifest in you, it's a whole lot easier after that. Hallelujah. This church used to be taught about far and wide about the miracle working power of God that took place in here. I'm telling you, people were calling me, pastors was calling me, other churches were calling me from other states, from other towns, from other denominations. People were, do you know that I've got people at other churches who, when they have a spiritual need, a deep spiritual need,
or they need to see a miracle working power from God, they'll come see me. And then when they get what God has for them, they'll turn around and go back to their church. Hallelujah. And as long as they keep coming, I'm going to keep doing what the Lord says. I'm going to keep showing them that God's real. Hallelujah. Sister Toya, there's a battle you've been fighting. God says he's got you in his hand just like this. Hold on to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God wants you to understand who you are. When you see a need, you'll perform a miracle. Do it on the job. Do it at school. Do it at Walmart. I've got a friend of mine. He will go into Walmart and walk to the back of the store. He's doing it being led of the Lord. He'll walk into the back of the store and God will show him somebody that needs to hear about the word. And he'll stand there and start talking to them and he'll draw a crowd. And when he draws a crowd, he starts preaching. He has a church service right there in the back of Walmart. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to be inside the four walls of the Haven of Hope to be performing a miracle. You ain't got to be inside the four walls of any church to see the power of God move. You are God's vessel. You are God's church. You are the anointed. You are the chosen of God. Hallelujah. And when the disciples perform miracles, I want you to read your Bible. And I want you to find me a miracle that the disciples performed inside the church. Then I want you to read your Bible. I want you to find me a miracle that Jesus performed inside the church.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, come on.
There's all kinds of miracles in the Bible.
Right.
Where Jesus performed and the disciples performed and the prophets performed. I don't know of any that were performed in the church. They were all performed outside. So those of us who sit back and wait, well, I'm waiting for God to send people in the door so we can show them who Jesus is. Guess what? The world has made it almost impossible for that to happen because people don't trust the churches anymore.
Yeah.
It's time now that the church went outside the walls of this building. Because this building ain't the church. You are. It's time you went outside this church and started performing miracles because of who you are. Brother Donnie believes it. Anybody else? I said it's time for you to go out and start performing the miracles of God because of who you are. You know what will happen when you do that? It'll get people's attention. Just like it used to get attention around here. It'll get people's attention, and then the next time you ask them to come to church with you, they just might do it. Or the next time they have a need, they'll say, will you get your church? Or you can say to them, why don't you come out here on Tuesday night and let us pray for you? Let us lay hands on you. I'm going to tell you what, we've seen the power of God move out here on Tuesday nights, have we not? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God gave you the power, the anointing to go perform miracles so that you can go evangelize. My job is to feed you when you come in the door. Your job is to go out the door and take what I have given you and what God has given you and put it into practice so that the sheep can beget sheep. So that the flock will grow. God gave you this power so that when you lay hands on the sick and they recover, it'll get somebody's attention. He gave you this power so that when you pray for somebody else's miracle and it happens in front of them, it'll get somebody else's attention. He gave it to you so that when you raise the dead, it'll draw a crowd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time. Again, that we became known as the church where the power of God is.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
We know he's here.
Yes.
But for some reason, our fire has dwindled. But here lately, in the past few weeks, I have seen the power of God dwell up in us again. I've seen our fire start burning once again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me tonight, today? I want you to come to this altar this morning. I want you to come up here and ask God to pour out His anointing on you. I want you to come and ask God to make you that powerful vessel. I want you to come up here and ask God to pour it out on you in a way that you can take it outside the four walls, so that you can see miracles performed outside, so you can see miracles performed at your hand, at your word, at your touch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got one more thing to do. Pray the sinner's prayer with me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for your anointing upon me today and upon the music service today. I thank you to God for your anointing upon the word as it went out today, and for your anointing upon these people as they go outside the four walls. Father God, pour out of your anointing upon us. Keep us safe, healthy, and protected until we should return together again at the next appointed time. Bless our homes, our families, our finances, our spouses and children, our places of business, and our property, dear Lord, such that anyone who looks upon us would see you and see your hand and know that you're real and that you love your children, that can come to you for salvation. In Jesus' name we thank you and pray. Everybody
said. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road, just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.